Over the Christmas holidays, someone very dear to me in my family who is not a regular churchgoer, he's one of those C&Eers, Christmas and Easter goers, shocked me with a question. We were having a conversation and I was talking about my schedule for the Christmas Mass, my ministry schedule, and how I had to be there for a few hours on Christmas Eve and then again on Christmas morning. So he looked at me and he said, "Do you have fun when you go to church?" And the question caught me completely off guard. I didn't know what to say. And just kind of like a knee-jerk reaction for me was, "Well, you know, it's kind of like work." Ever since him asking me that question, I've been challenging myself to have a better understanding of how I might have answered that question more appropriately and, frankly, in a more meaningful way. I missed an opportunity. I missed an opportunity to share the joy of the gospel. In today's readings, in particular, the connection between the first reading and the gospel, we are reminded of what it is God is inviting us to in our gift of faith. To the prophet Isaiah, God is inviting him to go out and reintroduce Israel to God, to reintroduce him in a way that says, "God has never left you." And in the gospel, we hear about John the Baptist, who finally, for him, has the opportunity to point to Jesus and say, "He is the one. He is the one we've been waiting for. He is the one that I was sent to introduce." That's a call that each one of us has. And in the opportunity that I had and missed with this person who means so much to me, I have to rethink my answer about what it is that draws me here in ministry, in the celebration of the Eucharist. And the answer is really quite simple. It's not fun, but there's a profound sense of joy that I get from coming to this place and pointing to Jesus and saying, "He is the one. This Eucharist, this is the one thing that reminds me of the eternal love that God has for me." I suspect that there are people in your life who really matter in your life and who might not be practicing Catholics as much as we are. The other challenge that I have is, I went to a workshop yesterday and I heard some staggering statistics. The workshop was about preaching the Acts of the Apostles, but what the priest was trying to tell us was, it really is about evangelization, because that's what the Acts of the Apostles are. The Acts of the Apostles is the story of the original evangelization. While he was presenting to us, he told me about statistics about church-going people, particularly Catholics. And there's a common statistic that gets thrown around that one-third, about 30% of all Catholics are practicing Catholics. But he said only half of that 30% are people who come to the Eucharist on a regular basis, like weekly. Only 15% of Catholics come weekly to this celebration. And he said, our job as evangelizers is not right now to go out and try and bring the good news message to people outside the Catholic Church. We have to do it with people inside the Catholic Church. But he cautioned all of us. And I took this to heart, because he said, the way to evangelize is by letting people experience the joy that we have in coming to this Eucharist. I have to go back to this person that asked me that question, because in asking me the question, there was a little bit of curiosity, just a hint of curiosity about what it is that goes on here that would draw me here. And I missed the opportunity to witness to the joy of the good news. I missed the opportunity to express how meaningful it is for me to come here and to participate in this sacred space, take this sacred food, be fed by it, and allow it to enter into my heart, so that when I leave this place, I can be a person filled with joy and hopefulness. Not just somebody who comes here to have fun and walk out feeling optimistic. There's such a profound difference between being optimistic and being hopeful. Sometimes, as Catholic Christians, we sort of look at our faith in kind of a dour, sad, and suffering kind of mood. That makes sense because there's a certain cost to being a disciple. Our God witnessed to his own death, a miserable death on a cross. But the real celebration of who we are, what we really celebrate here, is not his death, but that he conquered death. And that is a reason for joy. So I want to challenge all of you to think about the people in your life who might not have the experience of joy that we have in this place. And I want to challenge you to think about how you're going to witness to that joy for those people. Not to go out and evangelize by beating somebody over the head with the Bible, or bringing up theology, or trying to convince them how wrong they are, but to allow yourself to express how joyful and hope-filled you are because of what we have in this gift of the Eucharist. So the invitation is, as St. Francis of Assisi said, go out, preach the good news, and if necessary, use words.